USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A Russian envoy to the Iran nuclear talks is saying they're now making some headway. Today in Vienna, diplomats from Russia, China, Germany, France, and Britain talked about how to bring the United States back to the agreement. Iran is looking for immediate sanctions relief, and the White House is said to be considering scaling back some of the most toughest sanctions. It's been 10 years since the leader of al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, was killed in Pakistan.
We wanted to get bin Laden. I'm really happy we got bin Laden. We sent a message that no matter who you are, how tough you think you are, we have men and women who will go get you, and we did.
Robert O'Neill is the Navy SEAL who killed the terrorist in 2011, which was 10 years after the 9/11 attacks. Today in Afghanistan, the U.S. and NATO forces that still remain there have started leaving. President Biden has ordered them out of the country by September 11th. This is USA Radio News.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The United States is now seeing coronavirus case numbers dropping in the last few weeks, but in India, 400,000 new cases have been reported in one day. Travel restrictions have been put into place. Dr. Ashish Shah from Brown University School of Public Health.
When you see the rise of new variants, and there are some new variants coming out of India, they never stay in the country where they originated. They become global very quickly. So I think those travel restrictions make sense. They will slow it down, but they will not stop those variants from showing up here in the United States.
Starting on Tuesday, anyone who's been in India in the last 14 days will not be allowed to come to the United States. U.S. citizens are exempt from the restrictions. The TSA has now extended its mask requirement for 4 months longer. Passengers on trains, planes, and buses will have to continue to wear masks through September 13th. People with certain disabilities and children under 2 years of age are still exempt from the rule. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A sharp-eyed TV reporter actually found the escaped fugitive in Atlanta, as we hear from USA's Lance Pry.
An Arizona murder suspect who escaped from deputies Thursday morning in Atlanta, Georgia, at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, is back in custody after being spotted by a television news reporter. Jason Carlos Strover was seen by Channel 2 Action News dipping into some bushes in the College Park area. They called police, and Strover was quickly surrounded and taken into custody. Mr. Strover was being transported to Phoenix to face a murder charge when he escaped. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The White House is looking towards sending kids back to in-class learning. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
President Biden believes schools should be open for five-day-a-week in-person learning in the fall, despite the fact that children likely will not be vaccinated by then. Biden telling NBC's Today Show,
based on the science and the CDC, they should probably all be open. There's not overwhelming evidence that there's much of a transmission among these young people.
Teachers' unions, mainly those in major coastal cities, have resisted reopening schools for much of the 2020-2021 school year, refusing to return teachers to classrooms until a variety of demands, some of which are not directly related to COVID, have been met. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.